Well, it was good to win yesterday. Thought our team did a good job, and felt like we improved in all three phases of the game, and a lot of things individually. So, hopefully we can just keep working hard, keep practicing well, keep grinding away, and continue to show improvement on a week-to-week basis. And that's what we really need to do at this point in the season. But this will be a big week for us coming up with Atlanta, good football team. Going on the road in the dome, tough place to play. So we'll have to do a lot of things right, but hopefully we can just keep plugging away and improve on the things that which we got a lot of things, but improve on those and try to maintain some consistency in some of the things that we've done a better job of. So that'd be a big challenge for us this week.
Bill, a lot of talk yesterday after the game about how the practice paid off. Certainly having 10 days prepared is probably a nice thing in some ways. But anyways, is it nice to get back onto, for the first time, 7-day work week where you got to get into your rhythm of the regular season?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the Sunday night, makes it a little bit different. I don't know if this is normal. I don't know what normal is, but, we were pretty much on that last week. Monday wasn't a real big day for us. It was a day to get back out there, but not a big preparation day for us like it was before the Buffalo game on that long week. So, but I think we're into a, kind of a regular Wednesday, Thursday, Friday routine, with Tuesday being a big day to prepare for Wednesday. So hopefully we can do that tomorrow.
How close was Gronk playing yesterday?
I don't know. He was inactive.
Did he have a shot to play?
He was inactive.
I mean, going into the day, was there a chance that he would play, or did you guys know?
He was inactive for the game.
How about Danny?
He was inactive, too.
Okay, so I know that they were inactive. Did either of
them? They were inactive, so they didn't play.
I think you have an idea how close they were, right?
Where they weren't able to play. What, do you want something percentage points?
Well, I mean, you'd know if they
couldn't play.
Going into the day, did you know they wouldn't play?
They were inactive.
That's the answer to my question.
They were in it. It's as simple as that.
By design, in the first 2 weeks, so Marcus Cannon, the left side of the line. Yesterday, with Sebastian going down on the right side, how would you assess sort of how he's held up, not just yesterday on the right side, but overall, three games?
Yeah. Well, and also played last week for Dan at guard, so. He's played really all the spots except center for us. And, his experience, his versatility, I think that happened, in the spring, too, in OTAs when Dan wasn't out there and Sebastian. So, he was able to play both at guard and tackle. And then, as you mentioned, left tackle some when Solder was at tight end and he's also worked at guard. So, he's got good versatility, smart guy. And, he came through for us yesterday. I thought overall our line blocked well. And, we were able to run the ball competitively, against a good run defense. And so he, all those guys did a good job. He did a good job, too.
Was left tackle a new thing for him this season?
I played in college. And so he's worked at both tackle spots extensively, and then he worked at guard quite a bit. Well, played guard some last year, and he worked more guard this spring. So he's... I don't know, if you broke it down, I'd say he's probably had about as many snaps at guard as he has at tackle when you go all the way back to May.
Was you pleased about the defensive pressure you had on Freeman yesterday after watching
him? Well, I mean, everything can always be better, so I don't want to, there was times where, there we go. There was times where, it was good. There were times where we contained him, where he tried to scramble out and, had the one run about 4 or 5 yards, whatever it was. They tried to bootleg us a few times. But, overall, we were able to keep him in the pocket. But, of course, you always want to get more pressure. So.
Saw a decent amount of Logan Ryan yesterday, too. Maybe his most extensive playing time thus far. What did you see from him?
Played competitively. Played both inside and outside. And also played in kicking game. So, he's working hard. A lot of guys had an opportunity to play yesterday and, some more snaps than others. But, I thought overall as a team that the players were ready to play and that, you know, overall that they played hard and we played at a competitive level. But, yeah, definitely put him in that category.
You had a handful of snaps yesterday with just McCourty at safety. What kind of advantages does that give you? That seems to be a bit of a different look anyway.
Yeah, we've done that in the past. I mean, it's, oh, that's not a big thing.
I'm just curious, you know, from a personnel perspective, how does that, what are some advantages or maybe some disadvantages that type of look can help you guys?
Well, I think most of that look came against their three receiver sets.
Right.
So our third corner was with their third receiver. So, yeah, it's just a different matchup for us.
Bill, where's the line when you have an offensive lineman who can play any spot between versatility, appreciating versatility, and wanting him to be really good, maybe at being a tackler, really good at being?
Yeah, that's the great question. You know, it's, I think you either got to be really good at one spot, or you got to be able to do multiple things, or that's, you know, that's really the catch. You know, we've had guys like Steve Neal, Dan Copen in the past that were very good football players for us that only played one spot. And they never played anything else. Steve never played anything but right guard, and Dan never played anything but center. But they were very good at that spot, and they were able to hold down that spot, and we didn't need to play anything else. And then there were other guys that were versatile and played a number of different spots. Dan Connolly had fallen into that category. You know, he's played – he started for us at center. He started for us at left guard. He started for us at right guard. He's played all his positions, played them well. So – you know, each player's got a different niche, got a different set of skills. Some guys are the Dan Connolly, Mike Vrabel types. Other guys are the Steve Neal, Dan Copen types. And, you know, I'd say the players that can only play one spot, but they're not, you know, at that Dan Copen, Steve Neal, like that kind of level, then somebody else can come along and play at that level, but also be able to play a couple other, do a couple other things for you, then that's, you know, then that's where the competition gets thick.
Is it beneficial, is it beneficial even from like an advanced scouting standpoint to have back-to-back NFC games, even three out of four, even if it's going back to last year's games between these two teams, just having these NFC games together?
I don't know. You know, whatever the schedule is, we just play the games that are on the schedule. So whatever opportunity we have, whatever information we have to work with, then we work with it. We can't make any more or less out of it than what it is. If it's a long week, it's a long week. If it's a short week, it's a short week. If it's AFC teams, NFC teams, you know, I mean, honestly, I don't really even give it a thought. Like, whatever we have, we have. Just try to make the most of it.
Rob Ninkovich signed an extension. Do you sort of identify guys like that, core guys, and the importance of getting it done and getting it done early so you don't even worry about that as the season goes along?
Well, and anytime you do a contract, there's an agreement on both sides. And so both sides want and agree to get it done. And so that's where you have a deal. So that was the case in this situation. And I'm glad it worked out. I mean, Rob's done a great job for us. He's come in here and, you know, gotten better each year. He's gotten kind of a bigger role for us each year. He's played, you know, linebacker, defensive end. Played in all special teams, so he's a versatile player that's given us a lot of production, and a hardworking guy that's, I think, well respected player on the team. So happy we got it done.
Is he one of those guys that the more you gave him, he showed he could handle it, and that's why we see the progress here from week to week and from year to year?
Well, I mean, I'd say that's true. I don't know that you, I don't know that I knew or anybody knew it was going to turn out that way, but it's. Again, a lot of times a player's offensive or defensive play time stems from his special teams performance. And when a player can play well in the kicking game and he's at the game every week because he's there in the kicking game, then the offensive or defensive coaches can start to utilize him, you know, in some kind of role on their respective side of the ball. And if the player does well in that role, then that can expand. And, you know, a lot of times that's how it works. And it's been numerous cases of that around here, whether it be you know, Ben Jarvis or Rob, or I mean, we can go right down the line. There's Kyle Arrington. I mean, there's a lot of guys that I would put in that category, and His opportunities in the kicking game led to more opportunities on defense. His performance on defense led to more opportunities on defense. So, yeah, but I'd say everything, like everybody else around here, everything he's gotten, he's earned. And he had no right or entitlement to anything. He just came in here and earned it, and he's been doing it, you know, for several years now.
The competition seems to get tougher now. You're on the road at Atlanta. Is that something you have to remind your players if you're playing a veteran, accomplished quarterback with a strong team?
It's every week's a challenge in the National Football League. Every team's got good players. Every team's got good coaches. Every week's a challenge. So Atlanta's a big challenge, but, you know, so is Tampa. But we'll turn the page on that and move on to Atlanta. But sure, it's a big challenge to go down there. They got a good football team. They're well coached. They've got good talent. Have a lot of respect for the people in that organization, the players, what they've accomplished, how consistent they've been. So we know it'll be a big challenge down there. No question about that.
Bill, you mentioned Logan playing both outside and inside. Aside from the obvious where he lines up on the field, what are the differences required to play slot corner or on the boundary of the, on the outside?
Well, I think when you play inside, you're really playing to a degree a linebacker or a safety position. You know, even in man-to-man coverage, it's different because the receiver has more options, and the corner, if there is help, is closer to help than the corner is. If there's some kind of inside help, when there's no help, then of course the inside corner has more space to defend. You know, across the ball or back outside, as well as vertically, compared to a corner where it's, you know, more isolated in the area that he's got to defend. But once you get into any kind of combination or zone coverages, then that player's responsibility really is either that of a safety or a linebacker, depending on the coverage and, you know, what you're playing. And so that brings in a whole different awareness you know, conceptually playing as a linebacker or safety as opposed to playing as a corner, if that makes any sense. All positions are difficult, but I think it's a difficult position to play because of the amount of, you know, the amount of things that happen and how fast they happen, you know, tight ends and backs coming in or outside receivers coming into your zone and things like that. Whereas as a corner, you know, you're defending more space, but there are less moving parts out there. There's less guys that can get into your area. It's usually just one or maybe two guys, whereas when you're inside in the slot, there's, you know, could be, you know, four guys easily that could get in there. And once they get into tight splits and things like that, trying to sort all that out, it's, you know, I just say it's a different game. It's not playing safety, but it's not playing corner. It's, I know it's a little bit of a hybrid spot, but there's certainly a lot of awareness, a lot of things that those players have to see that are, you know, unique. It's not a linebacker. It's not a corner. It's a nickel position.
A guy plays both well. Is that an exception, or guys at this level, should they be expected to play both well?
Well, no, I think it's like anything else. Some guys, you can move them from the left side to the right side, from inside to outside, from X to Z, and you wouldn't even know it. You couldn't even remember where they are. Other guys, you move them from left corner to right corner, and it's like teach them a different language. It's like, you know, English and Chinese. It just, you know, or from right outside linebacker to left outside, or left tackle to right tackle, or left guard to right guard. I mean, I've seen players that you try to move them, and they're not comfortable doing it, and they don't perform well. And then you put them in that spot. And there are other guys that you can move them around inside to outside linebacker or left end to right end or X to Z, and it's seamless, apparently. Seems seamless. Sure, it's not to them, but that's the impression that you get. I think each player is different. Each situation is different. I don't know that you ever really know the answer to that until you actually work with the player in your system and put him through that situation and see how he responds to it. But I've coached a lot of players, and I wouldn't want to sit here and say, well, this is the way it is or it isn't, because I've had them on, you know, on the punt team. I mean, you move the guy from one side of the center to the other side of the center, it's the same protection, everything's the same, but, you know, it's not the same. And the next guy you move, and You know, you can't even remember which side he was on because they both look the same. So.
You said last week how Vincent Jackson will move to the inside or move to the slot three receiver sets. Have you noticed any tendencies like that with Julio Jones and Roddy White yet?
They move them around too. Yeah, they're and as you saw yesterday, Jackson was inside, he was outside, and they also, you know, switch released him a couple times where he lined up in one spot, but as the ball was snapped, he released to the complementary position. And you know, that's same thing with Atlanta. They move those guys around. They got a good group of receivers, and Douglas and Gonzalez, and they, you know, they put them in different spots and do different things with them. We haven't, you know, broken it down probably, or at least I haven't, you know, thoroughly enough to know, you know, maybe what all the tendencies are, but I've seen them in a lot of different spots, and they're, it's like they're dangerous wherever they are. So, yeah, you know, it's hard to, like with Jackson, it's hard to, you know, you got to find them first, and that's, you know, that's part of it. Then covering them, that's another issue. When the fun starts.
Final question?
Okay. All right.